China in his eyes.
Okay, now, business aside, what's your personal affection towards China and Chinese people and Chinese culture?
Well, the more I go to China, the more I feel close to China. I go several times a year. Part of it was, I think, the 5,000-year culture is very appealing. And I think we've learned a great deal from Chinese culture, from the beauty, the patience that the Chinese exhibit. We have a lot to learn from China. And I think that's part of what was the attraction of going to China. And I've enjoyed doing business with the people in China. It's been a great experience.
As the main sponsor for this series of culture events, how do you think this kind of culture event can create and promote the mutual understanding between the two?
You know, I think that that cultural exchanges benefits relationships dramatically. It's in the national interest of both of our countries that the U.S. and China have a constructive, growing relationship. With China and the United States will be the two most important countries on this planet. And so it's important that we have a good understanding of each other, that there's trust and confidence. And a lot of that comes from people, not from politicians, but from people who can appreciate the culture that each country has. You learn from us, we learn from you.
And what? Specifically what? What should the two peoples learn from each other?
We learn to appreciate your history, your paintings, your sculptures, your art, your music, your clothes, and you learn from us. We appreciate when those things are exchanged, you understand people better when you understand their culture and their history. After all, what is, if there was no history and no culture, how do you learn from one another? If you go any place in the United States, you'll see Chinese restaurants, you'll see Chinese paintings in most museums, and so there is an appreciation of Chinese history and culture. You have the oldest culture, a 5,000-year-old culture. We weren't even an afterthought when China was developing this culture and history. And so we do have an appreciation of that. And the more American people can be exposed to the Chinese culture, the more you understand the depth of their history and their culture, we come to appreciate it better. And that influences political exchanges and political understanding as well. If people understand it better, politicians have to respond to the will of the people, not the other way around.